Finding compromise seems like a lost art these days, but the state of Michigan offers volunteers who specialize in bridging gaps. The state's Community Dispute Resolution Program, or CDRP, includes 17 organizations using volunteer mediators who help opposing parties reach agreements on a variety of issues. It operates under the State Court Administrative Office, a division of the Michigan Supreme Court. The manager of the Office of Dispute Resolution, Michelle Hilliker, tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter, there are only a few requirements to become a volunteer mediator and an almost endless supply of conflicts they can help address.
The mediators themselves can be any profession, pretty much. They are required to take specific trainings. So if you were interested in serving as a civil mediator, then you would need to take a 40-hour general civil mediation training, and then they would also be required to observe at least two mediations conducted by an approved mediator, and then conduct at least one mediation on their own under the supervision of an approved mediator. If they're interested in the domestic relations, in other words, they're interested in more family-type cases, then they would take a 48-hour training. If you were trained under the civil training, it would be something like a breach of contract or a landlord-tenant case, where a domestic relations would be something like maybe creating a parenting time or helping with aspects of a divorce. The attorney might be helping with the asset distribution and things like that, but perhaps the attorney might like to have their clients go to a mediation center to discuss the parenting time and who will get the children on which days and things like that.
Things are so divided nowadays in so many aspects, you know, politically, economically, that it almost sounds different to hear about somebody trying to bring people together. Do you have any data or just even examples that you found of just how effective this is actually working?
Well, what we're finding is that people generally are quite happy with it because we are able to schedule them generally under 30 days, where many times if you're waiting for a court hearing or something, it might take a little bit longer. You know, as you know, these conflicts are very, very upsetting and very stressful. And so the sooner that you can get them resolved, the better the parties will feel about it and the more peace there will be in their life. So trying to get it in as soon as possible is actually the best case scenario.
Beyond the speed of it, though, I mean, any sense as to how well it seems to be doing? Are they usually able to come to some kind of a resolution in these cases?
Yes. So generally what we find is between 70% and 80% settlement. So by settlement, I mean if the parties are willing to use the services of a mediation program, then the individuals will be able to come up with an agreement between 60% and 70% of the time. Now, one of the things that's really positive about this is that we have found that when individuals do reach an agreement, then they tend to keep their agreement. For example, we've actually done a few numbers on different types of cases. So like in a family division, if you went through mediation, if you created an agreement, then typically in a family division case, 71.8% of the cases will keep their agreements. So the two parties will live up to what they promised in the agreement. Civil agreements we find is somewhere around 82%. And then the landlord-tenant, we found, were somewhere around 83.3%.
Wow. So, and in these cases, it's not like arbitration where the arbitrator has the final decision
and
is binding. I mean, this is just because these people have been able to make others cooperate so well together.
Yes, and a lot of it is, you know, allowing the parties to talk. And that's one thing we find is that the individual, sure, they could call somebody, but having that neutral, calm person in the middle, kind of setting the ground rules and saying, okay, could you explain how you feel about this? Can you explain what you would like to see happen or what you would like to do? And then, you know, asking the other party that same thing. That really seems to be helpful because then both individuals feel they're heard. Both individuals are contributing to the conversation. They're able to explain how they feel or what they felt was damaging or upsetting about what had happened. And they may not come away with everything that they wanted, but they're definitely, if they agree, they're coming away with things that they can live with and both parties can live with.
When you're taking people who are basically lay people and putting them in this kind of position, even with the training, by definition, it almost sounds like these cases would have to be contentious to some degree, right? Because they're one side against the other. Is it hard to train people to try to stay calm in those kinds of situations where it's obviously not calm on either side?
many people will go into the trainings very well intended, and they really are interested in becoming a mediator, but they might take the training and just say, you know, this is not for me. And that's okay. Occasionally we do find that, where not every person that takes the training will actually end up becoming a mediator. But even if you're not interested in becoming a mediator, the program is available for any citizens who have any kinds of conflict. The nice thing about the Community Dispute Resolution Program centers is they offer multiple types of mediation. So, for example, electronically, we have a platform now that you're able to go on the platform, and there is no fee for that case. You can actually file your case. Those are for the civil cases. You may also have a Zoom mediation, so you don't have to meet in person. And then some of the centers are starting to meet in person again. So there is the possibility of having a live in-person mediation as well.